Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Wednesday, July 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration together as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we continue on our journey of all the things, everyday ministry in the power of the Spirit. And we've talked about so many ideas through this time, ways that we can just begin to step into another increment deeper, further up, further in, as C.S. Lewis put it in the Chronicles of Narnia, into not only experiencing the transforming life of Jesus, but also participating with him in his ministry of drawing hearts to himself. If you have stories that are emerging, no matter how small they may seem, we would love to hear them. I would love to hear them. We're going to be sharing them coming up. It's seedbed.com/Holy Spirit Stories. Begin to get those in. We have about a week together yet in our series, and I'd love to have as many of those as possible. So please just ask the Lord if there's something that you might want to share with others. All right. Well, today's entry is titled Kingdom 101, Keep It Real. And our passage is Matthew 6, verses 5 to 8. Hear the word of the Lord. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. The word of the Lord. Consider this. One of the slogans that kept me on the spiritual rails over the years is the phrase naturally supernatural. In other words, let's keep it real when it comes to the ministry of the Holy Spirit through you and through me. We don't need to put on a special spiritual voice or use thee and thou in a moment of revelation for someone. We can relax. We can be ourselves. We can naturally participate in what the Father is doing in someone's life in ways that are beyond our natural abilities. Being naturally supernatural is a posture that stands in contrast to that of the hypocrites in Matthew 6, verses 5 to 8, who make a show out of their spiritual lives to draw attention to themselves. I'm thinking back over the past few decades of famous and visible Christian leaders who have often seemed to put public performance ahead of private faithfulness. Now, again, I say those things. I don't want to judge anyone, but it's important we get this straight because we tend to care about image and how it looks and how it sounds and influence and all these things that sound right, that sound good, but they actually may not be right and actually be good. Jesus calls us to this place of hiddenness as we minister, and it doesn't mean that there aren't some things that he wants to put on display as a testimony to help others, to encourage them. But it's not our mandate to take that public place and make sure we fill it with words and all sorts of things that pull the spiritual gifts and pull spiritual living out from the streets and the workplaces and the homes and onto a stage and behind microphones and all these things that I've shared. This is so important because we've done this in the body of Christ for many decades and maybe before that, who knows? But we've done this sort of thing because we want to elevate ideas and people and be inspired, and that's all great. But the reality is that Jesus wants to move through you and through me. The spiritual gifts were for everyday life then. They are for everyday life now. We should all be slow to judge, quick to forgive, but we have the ability to examine the fruit of our own ministry and the ministry of others to bring words of guidance and correction in love. When a word comes to you for someone, or God orchestrates a beautiful story, or God heals someone through you, please celebrate. Jesus did something. He didn't do it alone. He used you. So celebrate. But give thanks and then move on. Let it be part of your testimony, as I've been sharing testimonies of things that God has done throughout this series. And I've shared those to illustrate that God wants to use you and me in our moments, our everyday, mundane, walking around life, as Eugene Peterson puts it. I'm still learning this, but it's so important that we not begin to believe our own reviews. We want to lead from humility and not from pride. If we start to believe that we are the source of a gift and start putting spiritual gifts under our name on our business card, we will lose the gentle and humble in heart part of Jesus' character, Matthew 11:29. An apprentice is like their master. And Jesus was not a show-off. He was a show-up and obey kind of leader. Ministering to people when no one is watching is so beautiful. And honestly, it is just so good for us. As with prayer, you and the Father know what happened. No one else needs to know. This keeps our hearts in the right place for when God wants to do something more public through us. Could you be naturally supernatural today by the power of the Holy Spirit within you? And here's our prayer. Lord Jesus, I want to learn to expect you to move as I faithfully remain who I am in you. Keep my eyes fixed on the prize of you being glorified as I minister to others. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to you be the glory. And here's your journal prompt for today. Write down what moved you in this entry today. How can you become a more naturally supernatural Christian at work, at home, and with your friends and neighbors? In other words, how could you live with your sails up, watching for what the Father's doing, participating in all the ways, in all the things ministry that are unique to that moment that the Holy Spirit wants to do something, or are just unique to you and your gifts and the way God tends to use you? How could you live as a naturally supernatural person going forward from this day on for the rest of your life, seeing yourself as someone who God is willing and ready to use in spiritual gifts in the world? Well, today's activation is this. Today, ready? Do something that ministers to someone that no one else sees. Let me say that again. Do something that ministers to someone that no one else sees. Maybe except the person, but sometimes we might even want to do something completely anonymous. Let it be hidden. Let it be unseen. Let it be faithfulness to Jesus. Then, when you've finished, meet with Jesus and give him the glory for what happened, even if it was just an act of obedience and you didn't see the results. Ask him to give you more opportunities to be naturally supernatural as a child of God. So let's just get this for this activation. Again, we could talk about all the things as we get to moments like this, but this one today is about hiddenness. There is something really good for the soul to do a right thing and do a thing in partnership with the Holy Spirit and have no one know about it ever in your life. I've said throughout that when I share the stories that I'm sharing about my own journey with Jesus, I'm doing it as testimony. And you have testimonies, you have stories that God is going to want you to share along the way. And share those as testimony. It encourages the saints to take their own faith is spelled risks, steps of faith. Faith is spelled risk, singular. Steps of faith. At the same time, there will be many, many stories in your life and mine that are meant only for you and for Jesus. And we hide those things in our heart. They are part of our story. Like Mary, we ponder these things in our heart. And over a lifetime, it creates a deep humility that is, again, not too high a view of ourselves, but also not too low. It's an accurate view. We say that God is using us. We are making spiritual progress. We are becoming, you are becoming like Jesus. It is coming to fulfillment, what he said, the good work I begin in you, I am bringing it to completion. You are moving forward in spiritual maturity. And practicing hiddenness is one of the ways that we grow in depth of intimacy and communion with Jesus. Honestly, I can say there is nothing more fun that I've ever experienced in my life than those moments when Jesus says, we're going to do something together now. No one's ever going to know about it other than you and me. Not your wife, not your kids, not your church, not your friends. It's not a story you're going to tell or write. We're just going to do something together. And we are going to carry this treasure the rest of your life. And we're going to share knowing glances about it when you see me face to face, when the veil is parted, when then we see through a glass clearly rather than a glass darkly, as Paul said, and we look into the eyes of Jesus, and we just know together, we did some things together. We did some things together. Jesus, I watched you do things, and it is part of the delight of my life to now just say thank you that I got to be a part of it. The Holy Spirit wants to move through you today. So we're going to sing our hymn today as we worship our way onto the fields. And it's a favorite one of mine. It's in a minor key, but I just love the words so much. And it's, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. And it's hymn number 121 in our Great Redeemer's Praise. Let's worship together as we prepare our hearts to step into the world in that kingdom-oriented fashion that we've been learning about, as those who are expecting God to do great things and for us to participate with him in the transformation of lives. All right, let's sing. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to my glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, spread his praise from shore to shore. How he loveth, ever loveth, changeth never, nevermore. How he watches o'er his loved ones, died to call them all his own. How for them he intercedeth, watcheth o'er them from the throne. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love the best. 'Tis an ocean vast of blessing, 'tis a haven sweet of rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heavens to me, and it lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to thee. What a beautiful hymn, the deep, deep love of Jesus. So we're going into the world carrying the deep, deep love of Jesus in our hearts. We're keeping it real with people. This isn't a performance. This isn't a show. We're moving forward as pastors in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our families, in our homes. We are loving people in Jesus' name. We're welcoming them into wholeness and fullness in Christ Jesus. We reconcile people to God in partnership with Jesus, who is reconciling all people to himself. All right, let's get out there. Let's keep it real. Grab our seeds. Let's sow those seeds for a great awakening. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wood.